Tommy Hawksblood here, calling from the Big Island of Hawaii. What's going on? I hope everything's okay where you are. I'm in the middle of an area where the volcano's going crazy, still going off, pouring out into the ocean, doing much damage to a lot of homes. 700 homes so far, which they reported are damaged and gone. It looks like the moon, if you look where the land, what it used to look like, it doesn't look like that anymore. So, people are homeless here. We got a lot of homeless people in town looking for donations and help. All right, so just checking everything. The sound's good. Everything's okay. So we can move right ahead with the show today. I hope you looked at the title. Now, there's a lot of prophecies out there, a lot of people that make prophecies out there. There's a couple people that make prophecies, have been making them for years about what's supposed to be happening. And they're still making them, still didn't hit it on the head yet. Whether anybody hits it on the head or not, it's a different story. And if they should, if they prophesy something bad and they hit it on the head, well, hopefully they warn the people that were in an area that had to get out, and they did. So I'm going to go into that a little bit later, but I want to start with, we're in the changing world. This world is so active right now. I guess you could say probably more active than it has ever been in the past 100 years. As far as earthquakes, weather, temperature changes, all those kind of things. Now, we're looking for an incredible week coming ahead. Good, bad, or indifferent. Nobody knows. A lot of prophecies out about it. We'll get into that. I want to start off. We have a changing world. What's changing? The weather. The way we dress. The way we act. How we eat. What we eat. Thinking is changing. Well, we're going to get into all these different things that I'm seeing, what I see later. I want to give you all the groundwork of the reasons why I'll say what I'm going to say. But I want people to wake up. I know they don't want to. They'd rather live in La La Land. I call it living in a box. All right. So what's the first thing you do when you wake up? Go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, eat. Take a shower. All right. That's how most people start their day. Do they think about their dreams? Most people probably don't have the time, don't have the energy to put onto that. Then they go to their 8-hour job. And that brings them back to dinner time. And they come home and they eat dinner. And then they put on a TV and see what's on for the next 2 hours, couple hours, before they go to sleep. Kind of humdrum. I call it living in a box. And we all live in aspects of living in a box. Unless you got money, you can go to another country every day. You can do a lot of different things if you got lots of money. If you got a little more money than most, you can go on a couple more vacations in a year. But in general, most people get 1 or 2 weeks a year. And they have to enjoy that like there's no tomorrow. And then at the end of that week, they're back at work on the same old schedule for the next year. So the incentive for the human race has been pretty well diminished. The amount of money we have to pay for rent, the money we have to pay for food, taxes, all those things, car insurance. I mean, I just realized I had to pay $160 for my vehicle registration. It's twice as much as it was when I was in New Jersey. So they're just little things. I mean, when you're on a fixed income and you think you got everything organized for a weekly, monthly basis, and you got all these other things going on. So you know, there's lots of people with different kind of money situations. And I'll say most people do not have lots of money or even enough to survive in any kind of a really good way. Yes, survive, but not with all the things they should have or need. We have killings by drive-by shootings still going on. We have children going to school with guns and shooting out people in school. We have adults going to schools and shooting out people. Is there something wrong going on? We have more robberies. In Hawaii, we got so much stuff going on. I mean, even hit and runs and things like that. I don't know how people can live with themselves with all these things going on and not be responsible for what's happening. We have the largest number of sharks, dolphins, and whale killings in history, which is very detrimental to the planet. It's not a good thing in any way. In Japan, they have whale restaurants. They serve the dolphin, not the fish. The dolphin fish is worth so much money, they wouldn't be serving it in school. The dolphin, they're serving its children in school. And they're killing these dolphins by the tens of thousands on a monthly basis when they do it. It's the most obscene thing. If you don't believe it, don't understand it. There was a movie put out years ago called The Cove. It was created by the dolphin trainer who actually trained Flipper. He's trying to help rescue dolphins, save dolphins in a lot of different ways, trying to get them out of being captivity and things like that. We got a lot of these things going on. Whales in captivity now. But the problem is they're abused. I don't care what people say or do. I was at, Disney World, and then I went to Sea World, and they got this giant tank where they got all these dolphins swimming around this concrete pool. And I went to go over near one, and she goes, "Oh, we don't have any communications with them." I said, "What are you talking about?" "Well, we try to leave them in their natural environment." Their natural environment is not swimming around a concrete pool, and I said that to her. Dolphins communicate. They like to communicate with people. So the ignorance is growing greater. It's amazing that people can't see it. They really can't. Sure, the Animal Society, Ocean Society, sign a petition. Send in a letter to Japan to stop killing whales and dolphins. You think that does anything to a country that knows they do illegal fishing? They're only allowed to kill 10,000 whales a year. Who can count them? And they use a canning boat. An actual canning boat means they pull a whale in, turns them into a can of whale meat on the boat. So they're not doing scientific testing, which is a scientific lab, big sign on the side of the boat. The Sea Shepherd spent years trying to fight it. It's just so sad. We don't win. They get arrested when anything bad happens. As far as the big boat cracked into one of the smaller boats that Sea Shepherd was using, which was worth about $1 million, $1.5 million, and they put him in jail for 6 months. In the United States, the problem is the Animal Society does their thing. Humane Society is doing their thing. Greenpeace is doing their thing. But Greenpeace is considered a terrorist group inside the United States. When these boats come inside our waters and they go out there to try to stop it, you know who they arrest? Greenpeace people. It's ridiculous. I mean, rather than get into interference with another country, they'd rather arrest our people who are trying to save and help and do the things that are right. It's sad. What we do, how we live life, and we have people saying we're more spiritual than ever. More people are saying they have no karma. Really? You have no karma? I'll say I better not say names, but a famous person, probably the most famous woman on the planet, said, "I have no karma, and I have no ego." No ego? Really? So people are being programmed by somebody, somehow, some way. You can accept the program. It's easy. If somebody puts you on a little device, gives you drugs and program you, you start accepting the program that they feed you. It could be done through a new form of hypnosis and a lot of other ways. Even the HARP system can do that. So these are just a few things that I'm talking about that's changing our reality right now. These crimes that people are committing and getting away with is another thing that bothers me to the max. sexual abuse and things like that. One person gets 3 months, one person gets 6 months. Once in a while, somebody gets 6 years. I don't know how any judge, lawyer could justify it and give them a less sentence. Steal from the government, steal from the post office. Guess what you get? Automatic 25 years. Kill a cop, see what you get. Is a cop more important than your brother or your sister, your mother, your father? You know, well, they need to protect us. Not if my child got shot or somebody else got hurt or something. We have this thing. We put power on people and they abuse the power, take it over and throw it back on us as they can control us what we do. Well, I mean, laws, we need balance in our law system, which we don't have. We need it to be just and fair, which it is not. If you don't have money, you get the most outrageous sentence that they can give you. You got money, you might even get off. I've been dealing with this whole thing with Bill Cosby ever since it got started. I mean, he was kind of my idol when I was a child. When I was 12 to 14, he was putting out albums at the time, his comedy shows and stuff. He used to come out like one a month and things like that. And I like crack up, listen to it. And I could get into it real fast. The one song Bill Cosby was singing about having your tonsils taken out. And it was, ice cream. Yes, we're living in the Mad Max time. Because now I'm in the hospital, and I'm thinking of the song he sang. Ice cream, we're going to get ice cream. And he was talking about how they're supposed to give you ice cream after you have your tonsils out. I'm in the hospital with three people, my brother and this other child, who is across the way from me. And we were in these cribs. And that was the first time I saw a UFO. It was coming to abduct my brother. I mean, I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I kind of respected him for a very long time. Somewhere down the road, I kind of pulled away from listening to him. Didn't like the TV shows, the sitcoms he was doing and things like that. Did Yellow commercial and stuff. I said he must be desperate. When those charges came against him, if somebody has one charge against him, okay, 2, 10, 20, 30, 40, I mean, and people say, well, they're all making it up. I don't see why people would say women would come out of the woodwork to make up a story about them being abused. Or they can get some money out. Well, none of them's going to get money out of it. But they did something incredibly important. The people that came out on that situation had 13 states change the law on sexual abuse, giving a woman time to realize what happened to her and come out with it. Not like it used to be 2 years. And if you didn't do anything, it was just forgotten. So there's a lot of things by people taking an incentive. And nobody's taking much of incentives to do the right things anymore. Being pushed and shoved, you do. Well, I had a court case going on with myself even, saying I got hurt on a UFO when I worked for the phone company. It was on for 2 years. My lawyer had to resign. They gave me a new lawyer, and he wanted $10,000 right from the start, which I didn't have. So I had to end my case. But the phone company was trying to say I got hurt on a UFO. I did a TV show, and I was on a UFO show, and things like that. But I never said it. And they tried to say I got hurt on a UFO. But the phone company, which has the best lawyers in the world, well, I should say the United States, to come out and say that. And that was part of their case. They showed the video of me on this show for an hour. They made me talk about Native people, saying that they all do drugs. I mean, it was a horrible thing. And the judge called me in and said, I want to see pictures of your UFOs and stuff. And actually talked to me about seeing UFOs after the court case was over. I mean, when I was getting ready to leave the court. And then all of a sudden, my lawyer retires, and then I'm getting a new lawyer, and he said, you won't win the case. It's a strange world. It's a strange place. But getting past all these things, I know people in different religions have their beliefs about forgiveness and thinking they can do things and get away with it. But the truth is, whether people want to open their ears and let something go into their brain or not, you're responsible for your karma. Whatever you create, you're responsible for. You have children, you're responsible for them. You get married, you're responsible for your wife or husband. You get responsibilities by what you create. They're not taken away. And then what you do with those things creates more karma, usually good, if you're a good person, hopefully. But in general, we balance it out and create more negative karma than positive karma. Bad thoughts, bad words, bad thinking, all those little things affect the way your karma is going to be coming out in a period of time. So when we talk about changing world, we should be changing for the better. We had the ability, we have the things, we could do almost anything. And what do we decide to do? Destroy the planet. Fracking's going on pretty much everywhere in the United States, in Puerto Rico, and Alaska. If you don't think it's affecting things, just look at the earthquake chart. I followed the earthquake chart for, I'm not 100 years old, I'm not going to say that, but I followed it since 1900 to the present. The earthquake chart has quadrupled for a word from the time it was in the 1900s to what it is now. If you draw a rectangle and go from the bottom left corner to the upper right corner and draw a line, we are moving up that fast in quantity, quality, and strength. Well, I'll get into the harp in a second because that is one of the serious problems as well. But the earthquake chart, as of today, is incredibly ridiculous. We have an average, and I mean over the past year, we have an average of, I would say minimum 3 to the max about 8 or 9 earthquakes over 5.0 in one day. Considering, go back in time, we had one maybe once a month. But the past year they escalated where they fracture, which is in twice two places in the United States and Puerto Rico. They have earthquakes every day, every single day. And it's like if people are that ignorant and can't see the relationship to both. Now, Alaska, it's kind of hush up there. I mean, what they do up there, and then we got the Antarctica now. What are they doing there? Very few people have a clue. Very few people will talk about it. But it's a lot of things going on there. And that's one other major problem. Because when water melts, it displaces. And what I just found out through the newest research, the water, the ice is melting under the water, pushing it up. So the water level's going to change, and it is changing. But little things like what's going to happen in the next week and week and a half affects all this together. Now, I'm going to try not to go back and forth too much, but let's go there for a second. We got two major events happening, one on the 27th and one on the 30th. Both of them interfere and affect the planet basically the same way, one probably a lot more than the other. And one is called lunar eclipse, which is on the 27th. Depending where you are, you might be able to see it. In parts of the United States, you'll be able to see all of it. Depending on the West Coast, I mean, I don't know how it's going to be, because we can probably see most of it. Because I was looking at where the moon is already today and how it's going to be meeting with the sun and everything else. But something different about the blue moon, red moon, it's going to be orange colored, will be for a long time. Sometimes it's only like 5 minutes from start to finish. You can watch it. You could just stand there and watch the moon or the sun going across, and it gets blocked out, and that's it. Well, this is going to go on for 100 minutes. It's a little over an hour and a half. So, if you don't think that can cause major problems to a magnetic field, you realize the moon creates our tides greatly. Harvest moon makes the water level rise to the max on a standard cycle. And I saw that many times on the Hudson River down by the end of New York City, where they have this wall, and a tide comes really close to the top on a harvest moon. And if it went 6 inches more, it would have went over the wall. I'm not lying about that. Well, I know a person that's trying to go out of his way. I don't know if he got the telescope or not, spending $1,000. I got a pair of binoculars that'll probably be great, except they're so heavy. I'm trying to sell them. I got something wrong with my hand, my arm. I probably have carpal tunnel. So trying to hold these binoculars, I mean, they're 20 by 80, but when you look at something, it's outrageous. But trying to hold it, I had a stand. It's just a little too wobbly. I use it to try to spot things. And when you try to move, it's just so hard to try to line it up and all that. So I'm just trying to get rid of them. But yes, you can have a great photography session going on when this happens. You'll have plenty of time to do it. My binoculars, they're not military, but they're really good for kind of watching things in the distance. They're not really good for close-up, because they got really wide barrels on each end of them, but they're a foot long. So you're holding this big thing in your hand when you're looking through them. They're brand new. I used them twice. I went out to try to use it down by the ocean. My arm, I couldn't even hold it up. My thumb, so much pain. So, they're just too good to leave them sitting there in the case, so I'm going to get rid of them, try to sell them. I put them on let go. But here's the thing. That's going to affect the planet greatly. At the same time, from that point on, we have all these planets are on one side of the sun, and they're kind of in an alignment. It's not the straight alignment, but they're all together, which means it's a stronger magnetic field. But here's the problem with all that. By the 30th, Mars will be the closest to the planet in the past 15 years. Along with these other planets, the magnetic field will be intense. Now, Mars has an opposite magnetic field. So when it comes to the planet, it'll be pushing on the planet. And then as it's even with us, it'll be like, I don't know if you ever take metal filings and put them over two magnets, you can actually see the effect of it, and then pull it away. Do it, and you'll see what can happen. And that's how magnetic fields work. You need two magnets and a bunch of iron filings. If you just take a piece of metal and take a file and file pieces it until it's like a powder, and you put your two magnets pretty far apart, and you sprinkle the dust there, and then you start sliding them together. Watch the magnetic fields. And then put them together. And then pull them apart. And you'll see what's going to happen. So then you got the combination of the moon, which already affects the tides greatly. So it could be anything could happen over those days. I told the person in town, I think there's going to be a giant earthquake. If nothing else. Sure, there'll probably be tsunamis and everything else. A friend of mine told me that Katrina, when it happened, was the last time that Mars was next to us. So I look at it the 29th, 26th, 27th. I mean, the 27th is when the moon goes in, 28th, 29th. Those couple of days, watch the planet. I don't care where you are, just watch the news. See if we don't see super tornadoes, hurricanes. The ocean levels will change. Now, something most people don't talk about. Oh, you can have everything, you can heal this, and you can do that. But we're, what, 76% water inside our bodies. Water is affected by the fields. I mean, if ocean water is affected by it, why shouldn't your water be affected by it? So right now in Hawaii, all I hear is people are upset, going crazy, can't deal with things, flipping out, and all these words. Just check around where you are. Watch people. Talk to people. How are your friends? Do you know anybody that's really going kind of weird? You're going to hear it. It's just like, you know, and it's kind of funny. When I was working in Jersey City, I worked in police departments, in policemen's houses, and religious people's houses, rabbis, priests, ministers, you name it. But in the hospital, they would always say, the full moon, the worst crimes happen. Seriously. People are more intense to commit suicide, go out and rob somebody, and do those kind of things. Abuse and all those words fit into those energy fields that affect the body. And you think the government's going to say, well, Wednesdays we all should take a pill, or anything even close to that, where they're trying to give all these children all these meds for their slowing them down and keeping them from thinking. We're in a sad place. So the changes that are coming pretty rapidly. So do you think we're going to go somewhere? You have a place to go if something dramatic happens. Well, hopefully you listen to yourself. I put this up a couple times already. Listen to your heart. If it says go shopping, go take a vacation somewhere, do it. It'll probably put you in the right place at the right time. Also, I can say my first marriage, we went to the islands for vacation. And a tornado came down the block where we were living. I mean, we were living with her mother and everybody else. It was pretty messed up, but the tornado came right down the block, ripped the lines off the house and all kinds of stuff. All the flights at the hotel where I was at, they couldn't come back to the mainland. So we had people staying there. They had to stay for like 2 extra days. So we can listen to ourselves when we hear, well, don't go anywhere, stay home. If you had a plan on going on vacation, it says, don't go, it's a bad time, or you shouldn't. Listen to yourself. Yourself's usually pretty smart if you listen to it in a good way and learn how to listen to the good and bad of your brain versus the actual sound from your soul that vibrates through it. So get ready for that. I would say at least have water, flashlights, and those kind of things on hand. Who knows how much worse or things it could be where you are. Here in Hawaii, a lot of people can't do anything. They're sleeping in tents and stuff, so yeah, there's not much more they can do. They don't have the money to leave the island or get a hotel or get a house or anything else. So do we care about these people? Do we care about the world? In this new age, we love everybody. We send unconditional love to everybody. I can go into that because I think that's the most ridiculous word mankind has ever created. Unconditional love. And then give it the definition. Well, I won't say anything. In Hawaii, the volcano's still going off. It's moving a little bit further to the one side. Any better? Any worse? No, it's just still going off. And as we know, every earthquake we have, which is every morning, at about a 5.2 or 3, the volcano drops inside the center 40 feet, bringing more and more of the circle, the ring around it, down. So it's dramatic. To the volcano itself. How far can it sink down? How far is it going to go? We'll get into that a little more in detail later. But I'm trying to get back to man is ego, which many believe that they don't have an ego. Oh, we have to have an ego. Well, yeah, you have to have some kind of an ego. As long as it isn't abusive to anybody else. You can be as abusive as you want to yourself. Volcano is eaten through everything. Now, they did a test on the temperature. It's the hottest lava they ever had. On top of that, they can determine by testing the lava when it's dry where it's coming from, how far down, which direction, where it was, and things like that. So it's given them a lot of information, which they're not going to publicly release. Because our history is based on that. And if they want to control our history, they control what they say about what they discover. But number one, don't tell them the truth. Give them a lie and make them think that's the truth. So we're at this point. These things are happening. People aren't listening to the important things, and they'd rather be listening to the idiotic things. So, for me, I watch America's Got Talent. It's the only entertainment that I really get out of TV. I like to see rising stars that have talent. The Gong Show, I'm really sick of that. When it went off the air many years ago, I was glad. Now that it's back on, it's not much better. You know, you go to watch TV, do you want to watch intelligent acts, or you want to just watch ignorant people be ignorant? And I can go outside and see that. I don't need to watch TV to see it. But one of the most incredible acts was there were swings, and I went at. They were doing incredible things until he slipped and she slid out of his hands. They had the stage on fire and all kinds of things. She survived and got right back up, but he dropped her. It was real scary. Everything he was doing was scary. All the people, the judges were freaking out. So, you know, we do things for entertainment. If you can get a little entertainment, that's great. But try not to live in the world where I just want to be entertained, because then you do not care about what's going on. You don't get involved with what's going on. And people with money do things to pay off their taxes. When they donate money, it's only about that. It has nothing to do with helping mankind become a better race. Trump or presidents, I mean, government, all these people. How many really care about the average middle class or even poor family? Any of them? Of course not. And where are you and where am I? Well, I'm sure we're not in the high class. If you are, more power to you. But then again, you have to deal with a lot more breaking of karma. So, when we put our faith in things, who do we put it into? What do we look for in our protection, and how are we going to deal with that? I mean, hold on. That said something about the rich are going to run into their bunkers. Well, they will. If they were given an inside warning about what's going to happen over the next week, you're right. They will be running inside. But here's what I say, and it's just my viewpoint. Watch Oprah. Look for her show. Look for her live anywhere, what she's doing and everything else. Because if you don't see her, then you worry, because she went inside. She probably has the best bunker in the United States than anybody. Meaning swimming pool, everything you can imagine down inside there. And there was a guy on Jesse Ventura's show a couple years ago talking to one guy that makes these elaborate underground cities and homes and everything else. He couldn't give the actual locations, even though he said they actually bought out one of the Army underground bases to do it with and stuff like that. But he showed how it is and what's going on inside there. Well, they get into their little bunker and then it gets sealed up. Well, I don't look at it as neat. I think it's sad. I think it's perverted for the people out here to let it go on without... See, now, when a disaster hits, or as it's hitting, they only allow certain numbers, even in the army bunkers and stuff, they only allow a certain amount of people in. It's a native name, and I should remember it, but I don't. Hawksblood, that's my name, but it's... I can't think. Something Mountain. And they're only going to let 10,000 people in there. And then they close the doors and they said nobody else comes near it. What's that mean? You go near the base, they blow you up or shoot you out or whatever. They don't go into details like that. But they said this is all we can carry, all we're going to allow in. So do they try to get all their millionaires in there right away? But when that goes down, where is the money? Who has the money? Who's dealing with the money? I mean, you might be a millionaire. You're going inside the underground base. Where do you think your money is now? So, I don't know if they understand that. Some people bury their money. I said, well, if lava comes over your land, you won't get your money. You won't even be able to find it. Offshore bank, really? When the banking systems get wiped out, where do you go for your money? So there's a lot of things that can happen. But here's what I see. One of the things I see. If a major disaster happens, which it will, just a matter of time, every minute we get closer to something dramatic happening. And I think it's going to be a lot sooner than later. But we are waiting for something dramatic. And dramatic to the level where banks get closed down, the electricity gets shut off on the planet, or half of the planet, or electricity doesn't work. Remember, everything requires certain things for them to work in a right level, right energy field. Change the vibration, change the magnetic fields, and you screw everything up. So, what do I see happen? I see so many things happening. But the population is out of control. And mankind thinks it's a good thing. I mean, the Muslim race are having 6% more. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10. California's taxed for power because the HAARP system runs on their power. That's a fact. Now, I had family that worked in the power plant. When they turned on the power generators of the HAARP system at different times, they have to shut the grid works down or blow the city out. So there's a lot of things that are there, and there's reasons for everything they do. Nobody knows that. My cousin, I met them, their uncle, for the first time, and he worked in the power plant, and we got into talking, and he goes, oh, because I don't know if you watch the signs, oh, they're having major power failures, they got to keep shutting the grid work down. Well, when they do that, they're playing with the HAARP system. And they could be blasting beams at the moon right now, beams at Mars, whatever they think they're going to do. I know they hit the sun with three blue bombs about 7 years ago. I'm bad with numbers and dates and names. But, and then we have these giant solar flares. One's going off right now, shooting flames out the side of the sun. It's not a solar flare. Solar flare is like a burst of light. This is like flame shooting out of, like, if you had a flamethrower on and you had it on the side of you and you showed the flame shooting out and it stays there. Well, they're not talking about that much. So all these little things that build up are going into why I say we're in trouble. Getting back to what I think. If we have a disaster coming, if you live underground, you're locked into the system you set up. You know, let me finish this before I go on to the moon again, but when we play this game and we talk about what the government does, how they do it, why they do it, and what we expect to get out of it, like fracking and all that, is dangerous. But these people go inside the earth, seal themselves in. They got a closed ventilation system. They can't pull the air in from outside. They don't pull their water in from outside either. So if bacteria or virus gets into the air vent, guess what? They'll all die just like that. It won't be so complicated. It won't be so dramatic. It'll just instantly end their situation. So whether you believe God, spirit, demons, entities, deities are playing with us and watching us, well, they are. But what they want will happen. If they want that to happen, they'll allow it to happen. But now the people on the outside, if we should have a power failure in the United States, everything goes down, we're in trouble. We got a serious situation because now everybody is trying to get food and water. That's all anybody ever needs in their lifetime, from birth to death. Aliens and everybody else, that's all they need, really. Has nothing to do with relationships and friends and all that other stuff. How fast their car goes and things like that. It is a matter of what are they going to eat? Give me 1 second. Hold on. Well, we each have a level of what we can do, what we can survive with, what we need. Sure, there's a race of people that can survive on just air and water for a year. They're pretty skinny at the end of the year, but they're still alive. I mean, if you watch Survivor and these shows, these people can't survive 2 days in the hot sun. I said, you know, some people are so programmed or so conditioned, they can't be put in a different condition. So if we have a major problem with energy, power, the sun, people aren't going to be able to deal with the temperature change. Some people can't live without an air conditioner. Some people can't live without a heater. So, all these little things, never mind food. Whenever a disaster is coming, the stores are wiped out of food. And if those trucks can't get there, guess what? You got martial law in the United States. That's simple. But then you got looters and robbers. I don't know if people remember when New York City had a blackout. And it was only for a short time. There was so many horrible things happened within that short period of time. Imagine it went 2-3 days. What if we go into like what the Bible prophesies and some people say, the 3 days of darkness? That could be serious for an area that's not used to it. I mean, some countries have darkness, but they have lights, they're used to it and all that. But on some areas where they're not used to it, what happens? How many people have enough power, batteries, flashlights and all that to really get around, are able to stay somewhere and sit it out, whatever the things that people have to do? So it's a critical turmoil for the human race. And then add in the things that people don't talk about ever. You know, I know TJ and I, we think a little bit different. I mean, I was just talking to her before the show, and what we want to accomplish, and she needs to make money to pay for everything she's doing now. So yeah, well, a prepper has some good stuff around the house to survive. That's a good thing. So now, when we talk about, when I was talking to TJ, the things she needs, we have to raise money. Which is fine. I mean, she's paying for the show, paying for a lot of equipment now, and trying to get this up and running as a corporation and business, which it already is, but really put it out there mainstream. And I told her, I don't want to bring guests on my show. I'll bring them on once in a while, especially people that I know. People that I know agree with just about everything I say. I don't want to bring somebody on my show that I totally disagree with. I don't care what they think. If it's not true in my reality, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to promote it. My reality is the truth. To me, it's true to the world that people want to listen. When somebody says, well, it's my truth. What's your truth prove to anybody else? What can it prove? What do you believe? Jesus is going to come back? And what's that going to do? When's it going to happen? Well, you know, when you don't have any truth and you believe in your truth, what good is it? If it doesn't help you in any way, I mean, we talk about protection, and how many people can even teach or even understand what protection really means? And I'm not talking about getting the batteries and the food and water and saved up and all that. I'm talking about spiritual and psychic protection. How many people talk about that? Rather talk about how angels are going to help us get money, create a house, and all these other things. People live in the delusion of the reality that they created and accepted. I mean, movies like Batman, Superman, Green Hornet, Thor, and all those superheroes and stuff like that. You know, people are so desperate. You know, more adults probably go to those movies than anybody else nowadays. Some of those movies are a little bit hardcore for children to go to. And by the same token, children shouldn't see things, but adults should. You know, adults shouldn't see these crime movies and abuse and all these things. Do we really need to see that? It's entertaining. They're acting. They're acting out a real situation. If you think murder, crime, and all those rapes, all those words are not real, well, then you need to open your eyes. But even though they are, do you need to watch them? See, you know, I'm a man, and I look at man's perspective, how they think, what they talk about, and what goes on. Sex being number one. I did a show, and I realized it got such a big following. You put the word sex there, and you'll get a lot more people calling in. Coming into the site, you name it. I know TG doesn't want to do it, but I don't want to talk about it in a way that makes sex sound like a good thing in a bad way or a bad way in a good way. However, to me, sex is bad when it's in mixed with the idea of love and relationship. It's a good thing. Paid sex is good for the people that need it. Otherwise, they'd be doing other things. But I don't want to get into that. That's just bad things are all around. But sex is what people want to see in TV, in the movies. I mean, you know two people kiss, you know they're going to do something, but do we really want to watch them do anything? When they're famous people, I want to see them get naked. I mean, what do people want? I mean, do you remember the old days when we watched TV? They weren't even allowed to show a toilet. I mean, they weren't allowed to show you a man and a woman in the same bed. Morals deteriorated and disappeared because people don't have them. So as we get closer to this D-Day, where do people go? What do people do? What are they getting involved with? Nothing. Not doing anything different. Oh, it's the same old thing. The boy who cried wolf. Nothing's going to happen. And they stick with that. Let's go to the bar and get drunk tonight. I'm glad I could say I never got drunk in my life. And I watch people. I watch my brother's band. People do it. I watch everybody I know do it. My father, my mother. It's gross to me. What we do to the body is gross. What the body does is gross. As you can see, I'm not a firm supporter of how beautiful the body is. But if these disasters start coming in the next week or anything major, Are you prepared to give anything up? And what if you had to give everything up? Like here in Hawaii, people had to give up their home with everything inside it.
Hopefully you can hear me again. Sorry about that. You know, I'm kind of tired of having problems all the time with my show. It takes a lot of energy and setup and time consuming to create a show for 2 hours. My Skype keeps, I'm on a cell phone now. I could try my Skype, but I'd rather stay on the phone. I know my phone works, so I'll give it some more time and see what happens with that. If this fails, then I'll go to Skype again. But getting back to where I was going with all this stuff, where do we put our attention? Who do we look to? Who are we going to look for help from? Well, when everything else fails, you're going to be looking for food, and you'll take it from wherever it comes from. But I'm not going to go there. Let's go, if it's just part of the United States, some area. Are we going to get involved with anybody that's affected? How many people are helping people in Hawaii right now? I mean, how many people are sending us unconditional love? Wow, that saved me. It bought me a sandwich today. Really? I mean, when we talk about these things, what are people willing to do to be a person, a real person? A disaster's coming, and I think soon enough, because mankind has no morals. They don't care, and they don't care about where they walk, stand, or what they do to it. Who are the people? Do people believe in Jesus? Do people believe in aliens? I mean, do you want your ghost friend to help you solve the problem of your life? I mean, a psychic can only tell you so much by the energy around you and stuff like that. But is Superman going to come down and rescue us? Are you going to grab the magnetic fields and pull them or whatever? Spin around the planet a couple of times to change the energy of the heat? What's going to happen, really? What do you think God's going to step on the planet and say, hey, everybody, I told you, I warned you. No. So with all these things at this level and mankind's ignorance, the doomsday thing, the kill shot, which we'll say his name, Ed Bain. Ed, what is it? Hold on, give me a second here. Ed Dames, I was right. All right. He does the kill shot, and he has these giant workshops. He does remote viewing, supposedly, and tells people they need to look where they need to be, which is crazy. I'm going to be moving around because I left my store out in the rain, and I have to stop it. Hold on one second here. It's pouring. So I'm actually glad I'm using my phone. Came at the right time because it is pouring. And I got an electric sword in the rain, and I don't want it to shut out the whole house, which it almost did. So sorry about that. It's just little things to deal with in Hawaii. So he talks about the kill shot, meaning disaster's coming. So he does this conference, gets a couple hundred people to come, charges them money, sells them the CDs and all that. Keeps talking about the end time. And he's been doing that for years. So you think 1 year he's going to get it right? Just maybe. Sorry for the background noise. I'll be sitting down in 2 seconds. But where we got to be? You know, there's going to be no right place to be. The right place is in Hawaii. Is everyone going to come to Hawaii? It won't hold too many people. Right place is Africa. How many people are going to go to Africa? What is the right place? The right place you can afford and hide? Well, it's not going to be like that. Karma is your right place. Getting rid of your karma, being prepared to pay it, whatever it is. We pay our karma off. We don't have to come back. So I'm having all kinds of problems with my computer right now even. But I have my laptop up with the site on. So I'm calling into that. So I got somebody in the call. And hold on. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was listening there for a while.
Oh, all right, no problem. You got a question?
I was trying to ask you, but I didn't think you heard me. I was just curious because I think you mentioned one way to start working on your karma is working with the spirit guides. Isn't that what you mentioned before?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Well, because that's one way. Being in balance with the laws of spirit and the laws of the planet helps greatly as far as how you deal with creating karma rather than just removing it. Because if you're trying to get rid of it, you can't create more. So things we do, well, we can do that. We'll get away with it. No, you don't get away with anything. Just because you don't get caught by our government or your family doesn't mean you got away with it. If you hurt other people, that's the worst form of karma. The little things we do create small quantities of karma which don't affect us as greatly. So as we build it, where we go, what we do, how we react with people, what we do for people, what we do for ourselves, is the level of karma that we create. I'm going to put you on mute because I hear noises. I'm just going to leave you on mute, so I'll finish the question, okay?
Well, actually, I'll just go ahead and put it on mute, and when I have a question, I'll just unmute myself.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds fair. So when we deal with karma, people want to believe they can just get rid of it. I mean, these new age healers, I'm not against healers in some ways, and in some ways I am. Psychics, yeah, some are real. Some have some things that can help you a little bit. But can they tell you anything that's really important in the spiritual world? So when we ask a psychic to tell us, we go to a psychic to hear something good. We don't go to hear the truth. I mean, I don't think you'd want to pay for the truth if you knew it was going to be bad. I mean, people think because a psychic's going to tell them something that it has to be good. Well, they only tell them good things. Very few psychics go out of their way to tell you the bad things. So when we think about what we're going to do with our life, what kind of jobs we're going to take, even that is critical to karma. What kind of a job we choose, how much we get pulled into it, or what do we do with that? I mean, there's a lot of jobs that help people and are good for society, good for the world. There's a lot of jobs that hurt people, hurt society, hurt the planet. I mean, if you're working in a fracking company, you're working in a bar, serving people liquor, it's easing their pain and helping them forget life, but they're also the same ones that go out and run people over on a daily basis. So do we support that and say we're karma-free? People have to analyze their life in a good way and say, well, what can I do? What can I change to make it better, to be healthier? And it's not about physical health. It's about spiritual health. What do you need in your life? Do you have what you need in your life? If not, why not? Well, you can have anything you want. Well, don't ask for $10 million tomorrow. But to have a mate, a partner that's in tune with you is even an incredible gift. But how you get along and what you do together and everything else could be karma or less karma. So karma is a very important word. By going to a psychic and him waving his hand over you doesn't remove karma. If somebody shot somebody, somebody ran somebody over, anything, there's karma there. Now, if somebody gets killed because of your karma, that's incredible karma that goes into lifetimes, because you're not just killing a person. You're killing a person that could have created families, and those families could have created more families. You're actually changing the reality of the future of the human race. So, I only killed one person. Well, when you kill 20, when you kill 100, I mean, and some of these people have. So think about karma, and then say, well, I don't do that kind of stuff. Well, what do you do? What do you do for a living? When I make a statement, I have to make sure that I feel that it's true to myself, true to reality. All right? Because here's the thing. When we talk about earthquakes, I watch the chart every day. It's getting dramatically sad how many big earthquakes go off. And these little teeny islands are getting hit. Every island around Australia, and there's about 7 main ones, get hit with a giant earthquake every other day. Anything about that? I mean, this island's so teeny with a 6... with a 6.2.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, during this time, I've got my tank full, you know, because Missouri, that's where I live, and that's right on the New Madrid fault line. So if that goes, that's a big one.
Well, that's a seriously big one. And if it does, I mean, they've been Sean David Martin, friend, who's in jail, but he used to talk about if Mount St. Helens goes off, they all follow each other because they're all in that fault line. It will wipe out probably 3/4 of the United States. If they do go off together, and they will, because one's on there's 3 fault lines in the United States, plates, and 2 of them on top of the one. And if that shakes, it'll just slide right over it, and that will shift the whole United States dramatically. But is that going to happen? Well, now they're watching Manchester. Now they're watching these places that have serious movement going on. But I watch the earthquake chart. And when I pull up and look at when Hawaii has one every day, I look where I draw a straight line, and usually it goes straight across to Japan, straight across to Mexico. And that line is the fault line. And you could see that every time there's an earthquake, it's a straight line where you see the other ones. So something's affecting the fault line. And obviously, there's a magnetic field that's hitting it really strong right now. So when you see, and I watch it like 6.0 in Japan every other day now, and Russia's been getting serious earthquakes over the past 6 months, which have never been getting these super big earthquakes. But then go to Mexico and what they're getting, and then go into South America. But all these other ones that are getting these big earthquakes every week, one here and one there, Iraq and Iran and other countries where we don't see earthquakes usually, and they're giant ones. So that alone, If you did any kind of little experiment, you build a little house, you build these little houses around it, sand houses, and you shake it, they all fall down. But you got a line that goes across the bottom, which goes around the planet as well, these fault lines and things like that. When they shake, it sends a shiver across that. Now, I only found out that people in Honolulu can feel our earthquake. I mean, I'm talking one that's a 5.2, they can feel it. It's not like I feel it every day here now. I'm kind of immune to it because it's like every morning we have a 5.2. I mean, I can see it. I mean, my whole sky is lit up red all night. I mean, from the starts getting a little dark, I just see red sky. But they're just signs of a changing environment, conditions that are changing. But was that...
One of the things I've noticed that's kind of weird and kind of new, I mean, I don't know if it's new or not, but I've noticed is a weird cloud formation. It's just you know, things I've never seen before in my life.
Well, as long as we don't turn every cloud into a UFO, it's okay. The magnetic fields are affecting them greatly. Like you said, there's weird, weird cloud formations of every kind. And I had a friend just send me two. He goes, here's a UFO. I said, it looks like a strange cloud. But even if there's a ship behind it, so what? We can't see it, and it's a cloud. But the ones that are spiraling around and all these bolts of light come through it and all these other things, it's kind of really bizarre. But I look at it this way. The government, different governments, playing their game, playing with energy, playing it. I mean, it's all about bouncing energy off of space and back here. I mean, all the satellites we keep putting up on a daily basis. And since I'm into UFOs, I had to learn about that, because with all these meteorites and comets, we're supposed to get hit by one near very soon too as well. But these things that are flying through space, and how many times did it hit a satellite? You didn't hear of it. I mean, you think our TV got whacked out, satellite got hit by a shooting star, a comet, meteorite, something. But you don't hear it. But the other thing that I learned, which is pretty important, and I think people should recognize this, because everything's not a UFO. I mean, everything's not a satellite when you see it moving in space either. The average satellite is no bigger than a truck. I would say a trailer truck. That's the biggest one. But many of them today are the size of a big computer. And then just think how many they could put on one rocket that they shoot up. So, and they even said now the newest technology, they can, and I'm talking about a satellite. I'm not talking about a battery. I'm talking about a satellite being the size of a matchbox. Imagine that. Well, you know what's funny? I think it's funny. Weird. I call it Weird Wednesday. But what's really funny, the smaller they make it, the better it is. I mean, go from the original 8-track tapes to a CD, how it shrunk and changed. I mean, things that get smaller, like when they invented the test tubes and they created a transistor. And they shrunk all those tubes into this little transistor. And they have these smaller things that are complete units within a dot. So when you look inside your TV, you see this little circuit board, and that's the whole thing. In the old days, you had 20 tubes. And technology, when it shrinks, it becomes better. Now, on that theory, making things better by making them little, we can't do that with our hands and fingers, can we? Everything's relying on robot technology to make the things that are high tech. So that should be scary to people thinking about their jobs. I mean, when they created machines to make cars, it put so many people out of business. Now they got 3D printing, and now they can print houses, and they're doing it. I don't know what they call it. Somebody I was dealing with over the weekend, he has three 3D printers, and he says he's working with them and stuff. But the newest technology, and I'm just going to throw it all in there because it's a part of what's happening, is this new synthetic substance they came out with, which they weave and make skin out of. Then on a robot, but here's the other thing which they're doing. Let's not put all that metal inside the robot. Let's make synthetic bones and use airbags and energy like that to make these muscles move and things. So rather than having a solid steel robot, you can have something that feels and looks like a real human. And this whole article, what was that?
Well, I was just about to say that's an interesting point, because I've noticed a lot of the new movies that are going to come out are about AI and the mix between human and artificial intelligence. So,
well, if people don't catch on and don't become aware of that, they're going to sink right into it. But once it's done, Yes. If you can create a robot like a human, you don't need the human. That robot will work 24 hours, day and night, without food. So you're going to be in the positive after you pay for the robot. So, but the other thing is, on the sexual end of that, these robots they're making, you give them your pictures of your wife or your husband. You give them a recording of their voice. And they program their voice and their look into this robot. I mean, the words they use, cyborg and all these other weird names, but it looks and sounds like your partner, your wife, your husband. I don't know what they're going to sell them for. I mean, those dummy robots that they have now are $50,000. The ones that are lifelike and talk and do some things and everything, but they're not made in your partner's image. So technology's making money any which way they can. Not very sure your millionaires can play with that kind of game and have fun with it right away. But the technology, if the world gets wiped pretty much clean, as long as they have a few robots that they can keep running, because they're not going to be able to be exposed to radiation, the robots aren't going to die. But then again, that's an iffy thing too, because I know when Fukushima happened, they started sending robots in there couple years ago, and the robots were just burning out. But see, technology is always ahead, thanks to Tesla, what they do and what they create and all that. So they're trying to stay ahead of the things that could happen if a serious disaster happens. So these robots are being manufactured already. How fast is the average person going to get one? Does the average person really want one? Well, no. Hold on. All right. Give me 2 minutes and I will be right back. I'm just going to put you on hold.
All right, I switched over to Skype. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, Tommy.
All right, well, this is a pain. go from one to the other to the other to the other. And I took all my stuff off my one computer, put it on my laptop. Had a problem there, now I have a problem here. I don't know, I'm going to have to talk to TJ again about it. I'm dealing with the company, Blog Talk Radio. And, well, they're playing this game. It's going to engineering. If that's going to help us or not, we'll see. I mean, I've been dealing with them for months, and they keep saying, oh, it's your equipment, it's your equipment, it's your equipment. Never did they take responsibility for anything being on their side. I'm not saying the government can't be in back of it or somebody else can be in back of all of this, but at least admit it to me because we're paying for it. I mean, I gave up my other show because I said, I'm paying this money monthly to do a show. I don't get paid, and I'm getting cut off and all those kind of problems. I said, no, it's not worth it. So that's why I stopped using my own site. That's why I've been working with TJ. But it seems like without her being in the chat room and doing the show and everything, it seems like I'm getting the attacks all the time. But let me finish out the time frame of our show a little bit, see how far I can get. We're in a toxic world. The food that we have is toxic. It's not helping anybody. They're pushing drugs that are dangerous to everybody. The synthetic sugars they use in all our food is toxic. Do we think we're moving forward? I tell people, eat real sugar. Use it. It's a lot safer than anything else you're going to use. Salt. I actually stopped using salt for 2 years now. I miss it more than anything. And I still do. I mean, nothing tastes better than salt. Whatever it is, without salt on it, it doesn't taste half as good in my viewpoint. And I let go of salt. I mean, I use the spray and everything. That's something. It's Bragg's. It just kind of simulates salt in my taste buds, and I like it a little better than not having it. But I miss salt. But we go into this problem with the air, the food, the water. Spices and desserts and all those things are going to go out the window. What are we going to use to burn? Gas, wood. What are we going to eat? What kind of food is going to be on the shelves? We're in trouble if anything bad goes down. So to think you can get enough food the last couple days, maybe a month, 2 months, you think if radiation affects anybody, they're going to be able to protect it, their water from it? Or their food? You think a plastic bucket of rice is going to be safe if we're exposed to radiation? Or a flood? Is everything sealed tight so that it can't get wet? Can't get moisture in it? Are your buckets going to float around in water? I mean, what do we really think we can do when we created a society so messed up, so out of balance, so unaware of the truth? Carry a gun? Shoot people and take their water? Well, my child was starving, and I needed to. I just start eating people. Wait till the people die and then eat them. I mean, that's so far-fetched. No, it's not. I'm not going to go into that, but there's so many things that will happen that until we're in that space, we're not even going to think of it, which we should. I mean, we should think about not putting ourselves to get into a place where we could get into that bad space. Having scenarios that work and things like that, where people could really go to be together and survive different things. And yeah, the rich can, and they do. But I'm sure a lot of these rich people never even saw what they bought. If they bought an underground city, town, house, whatever. I showed them a picture of what it's going to be like while they were building them. And they're probably not even given the directions until they're allowed to go in it. Because they don't want other people to see where it is. So, we got a lot going on. And if nothing happens, I'm sorry for doing a show, but it's just, what if something happens? Are we ready? Are we looking at what we're creating? If nothing happens even, the fish kills, the animal kills, the bird kills, something's wrong. And to listen truths are the lies. Now, when Trump says fake news, when the government tells the people on the planet that 2 million birds died because somebody shot some firecrackers off, are they really believing we're so ignorant? I mean, when just my aunt told me in California last week, all the stingrays, the whole shorelines were covered with dead stingrays. Not to make things bad, but here in Hawaii, some fisherman, some idiot person, netted a whole bunch of baby hammerhead sharks and drew them hundreds on the ground here. What kind of moron people do we have out there? What's he think? He's saving the world from sharks? I mean, people do things with their truth. Like I said, if it's your truth, what can it do for mankind? If you're working from God's truth, I guarantee whatever it was, it would help mankind. I mean, I thought it out. I saw my lives, and I said, well, what can I do in this lifetime before it's over? The only thing is, kind of what Jesus did, put his truth out there, showed, gave him a message, gave him a truth, gave him a teaching. Whether they followed it or not, it wasn't his responsibility. He gave his life up to prove it. He had to come back. He had to show them that soul lives on after the body dies. How many people in history prove that? Nobody. And then they say his teachings about love. Really? And forgiveness. Oh, I forgive you. I can go into horrible stories and say, give them forgiveness? It's not my place. If God was going to forgive them, that's their, his, its choice, but not mine. And to think, well, put Jesus in your life. Well, Jesus is in my life in a great way. Not as a Christian person, but as one of the greatest spiritual people to walk this planet. Big difference. Giving the earth a technique that could save them for eternity from reincarnating. So, understanding death and all those things. But did anybody listen? And do they listen? Do they care? Well, I'm coming to an end. I made it through the day. Weather's just a little cloudy today. So I'm just glad you tuned in. Whoever tunes into this later, my email is hawksblood1, hawksblood1, @AOL.com. Text me, email me, whatever. Or send it to TJ Morris as well, Gmail. We hear it. We're trying to create a couple different things. We're trying to bring some more stuff out. She's doing a lot of work right now. That's why she can't even do the show right now. This conference that's coming up, Stargate to the Cosmos, my name, came up with it. My partner did anyway. 6 years ago. So it's the name of the conference. Are we going to let go of the name? Well, the person that's doing the conference kind of made a site on the name. But it's a good name, I think. But I'm kind of leery about conferences because not enough spiritual people or aware people go to it to teach or to speak or to lecture, whatever words you want to hear. We have storytellers. And to pay a storyteller the money that you got to pay to go and travel and hotel and all that, I'll tell you a story if you want to hear stories. But no, I won't, because I can't make stories up. Not ones that are not good. I mean, I can make them up good, but they're not real. The truth is not a story. The truth is reality. Is it pleasurable, happy, fun? No. What makes you think it's supposed to be? Whoever said what they think Jesus was trying to teach. Because they couldn't understand it, so they had to come up with a theory. What did Jesus teach me? How to love. Well, he spent days and days and days and months teaching you how to love. In what way? How do you teach love? What loving classes are there today? Be nice to your partner. She'll be nice to you. What can they teach about love? So that concept is ridiculous. And then forgiveness. How do you teach forgiveness? Forgive yourselves. You're not evil. Well, if you think you're evil, you probably did something that proves that you are. We justify evil and make it happiness. If we did bad things, you're responsible for that. You could smile, jump up and down, and say you're happy, life, light being. But when karma comes through, that karma is there. Just because you smile doesn't make it go away. Being happy fills a day, but sometimes how long can you stay happy in a day? What makes you happy, really? How far does that vibration and energy really take you? Where do you want to go with it? Across the street, to the house next door, to the party, to the band, to the club. What do you want to do? Life is so much more than what we even try to perceive it to be. While we take away from what it really is, bringing it down to our stupid lowest level that we can. You know, I find it hard. I know people don't like to listen to the truth. Should I keep telling it? Should I keep bringing it out? That is the question. You know, I will. I can't do anything else but that. There's souls out there that listen. But how many people really listen? I know for the people that actually became students of mine for a word because they were there 5-6 days a week calling me, asking me questions, dealing with things. How many people did I work with like that in my life? A few. Is it worth it? I hope it's worth it to them, because what I do is all I can do for a person if they listen. So, again, what you got out of today, I hope you got something out of it. If not, text me, tell me what you need, what you want. I'm here always until the end. So, it was a pleasure, everybody. Thank you for staying here, for tuning in. If you tuned in later, it came in, or listening to it later. All right. Peace. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your night. Till next time, I don't know what's happening tomorrow night. Probably nothing. Sunday is my other show with TJ. Who knows what's going to happen by then either. So, yeah, you heard it here first. Enjoy the next couple of days. Friday night's going to be a big one. Go out and try to see it, film it, whatever you want to do. But enjoy what you can out of it. And let's see what happens to the tides and everything else. All right, everybody. Till next time. Thank you.
All right, sounds good, Tommy.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for your time, as always.
Okay, peace, everybody out there, and you too. Love and light, everybody. Enjoy it.